The Kyoto Climate Treaty will be high on the agenda today and tomorrow when Japan's Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi meets with the President and Prime Minister of France. Japan plays a critical role in the beleaguered treaty. If it sides with Europe, the ambitious treaty could enter into force. If Japan sides with the United States, that spells the end of the Kyoto Protocol. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
The Kyoto Treaty seeks to slow global warming by limiting the amount of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases that the industrial world puts into the air. It will only enter into force if enough nations sign on. The U.S. says it won't, Europe says it will, and Japan could tip the balance. The treaty enters into force if countries responsible for 55% of industrial emissions ratify it. Last weekend, Japan's Prime Minister Koizumi met with President Bush and hinted at his nation's intentions.
Presently, I do not have the intention of proceeding without the cooperation of the United States. For the very last moment, I will work with the United States in cooperating on environmental issues.
Some seized on that statement as the death knell for the Kyoto Treaty. But yesterday, Koizumi met with British Prime Minister Tony Blair and said his goal is to bring the U.S. back into the Kyoto process. Alden Mayer at the Union of Concerned Scientists says there's a reason for Japan's ambiguity.
They're straddling two irreconcilable positions. First of all, they do want to see Kyoto take effect, both because it was negotiated in Japan and because it's a very high-profile public issue in Japan right now. But they also want to maintain good relations with the U.S., and the U.S. has made very clear it intends to have nothing to do with the Kyoto Protocol. Japan is pretending it can serve a bridge role and try to bring the Bush administration back into the Kyoto process.
Meyer can't see how that would be possible, since the Bush administration has rejected legally binding obligations, which are the treaty's underpinnings. Glenn Kelly heads the Global Climate Coalition, an industry group opposed to the climate treaty. His group has been arguing for years that the Kyoto obligations were so ambitious that they doomed the treaty from the start.
Although the European Union refuses to admit it, the Kyoto Protocol has passed on. It has ceased to be. It is no more. It's pushing up the daisies, as the folks on Monty Python once might have said.
Kelly says Europe will be forced to accept that at the next round of climate talks 2 weeks from now in Bonn, Germany. That's when Japan has to decide whether to side with the U.S. or Europe on this matter. Though the drama is playing out as Japan's, Alden Mayer says that's not entirely fair.
The burden clearly falls on the Bush administration as the government that pulled the props out from under this 10 years of international negotiations to put something on the table in its place if Kyoto does in fact fall apart. There's no indications the administration now is prepared to put anything serious on the table in Germany later this month or even in the fall.
That's when the final details of the Kyoto Treaty were supposed to be negotiated. Right now, the Bush administration has relatively little political pressure from within the United States to do anything about climate change. The prime motivation comes from wanting to remain credible with allies in Europe and Japan. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.